All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Game Corner with Fresh Women. Sorry, guys, you wouldn't believe what time it is. So let's go ahead and get this done so I got some content to give you, because we didn't do a whole lot. We did some, but we didn't do a whole lot. So let's go ahead and get this one going. Okay, so, wow, Alyssa's dance thing is tonight. I should be getting ready to go. Hope I'm not late. I think this is it. I've never been to a dance lesson before. Hi, Grim. I'm so glad you came. I thought maybe you'd forgotten about it. I keep my word. I've been thinking a lot about what you told me, the accident and all that. No need to worry about that. I'm fine, I swear. You're very brave. Let's get started then. Oh, look at that blonde over there. And if you look in the mirror, you can actually notice that other girl. And you can see the reflection of Alyssa as well. Let's start with some stretching exercises. So, are you ready? Born ready. Uh-oh. I had no idea she was that strong. I think I broke a rib or two just now. Wow, you're quite flexible. Great, you're all set. Oh man, she looks like Superwoman over there. My turn now. Wow. What was that? Damn it, I'm impressed. Are you alright? Oh yeah. Are you nervous? Just a little. When's the instructor coming? Isn't he running late? He? She? She? They? No, the instructor isn't running late. She's already here. Claire, your posture is all wrong. And Tyler, I did not see you stretching. My bad, teacher. Teacher, huh? All right, class, we have a new student today. His name is Grim, and I want you to make him all feel welcome. Welcome, Grim. What's up, man? Tonight we have a rehearsal. It'd be cool if you just followed us on the basic moves and then just watch. I'm cool with that. She really pays attention to each of her students. You know, honest to God, this is probably something I should be doing. I mean, I know I'm 37. I mean, that's probably... A lot of people said, no, you're not too young. You're not too old to do stretches. I know I need to be stretching more. I'm not fat. I'm gaining a little bit of weight, but not anything that you'd really consider. Like, I don't have that kind of body. Like, I very seldom... So it might be a good idea to do some stretching, improve my flexibility a little bit, things like that. She really pays attention to each of her students. She seems to know them well. You are doing great, Grim. What in the world are you doing, Grim? Here, let me help you. This leg here. Haha, you're shaking. It's okay to be nervous. You have a fantastic form. I think that's it for the basics. I'll have a quick word with the students and then we'll rehearse. You are welcome to stay and watch, of course. Well, I see you dancing. Yes, it was my permission this time. I'm looking forward to it then. That was nice. Man, what's wrong with her feet over there? I ended up forgetting about my problems. They're about to start. Oh, they're very good. She's amazing. Ouch! Tyler, you hurt? I think I sprained my ankle. You can't do that dancing, you know. Oh no, it's not that bad. I think you should at least go to the hospital. I can take him. Is he gonna be okay? I'm sure he will, but it's better to be safe than sorry. But what will we do about next week? One thing at a time, okay? Let's worry about Tyler first. Class, you are dismissed. We'll talk about this over the weekend. Are you alright? Yeah, sorry about that. I should have paid more attention to him. It's not your fault. You did warn him. Yeah, I guess. But I'm responsible for them. They're in good hands. Do you need help closing the place? Oh, you don't have to. I'd like to. Thank you for coming. After tonight, I think you might not be so keen to joining us, right? Well, I liked what I saw today. You obviously care a lot about your students. I'd be honored to join you guys. Really? That's great. Do you do this every day? It's so tiring. You get used to it. And thank you for the help tonight. As a way to thank you, I'll take you to my favorite place. Follow me. The rooftop? Yes. We got some gallery content. Where's the phone? Not here. Can't look at it here. I mean, kind of. It's still a little early, but it's really nice here at night. I sit here sometimes after class to clear my head. You work two jobs, it must be so stressful. And then I go home to take care of my brothers. Do you have any siblings, Grim? No, I don't think so. You don't think so? I mean, I don't remember having siblings. And my mother never mentioned me having a brother or sister, so I guess not. That seems like the kind of information that should not be omitted. What is it like having two brothers? It's hard being the only girl, but I'm the elder sibling, so they have to listen to me. I bet you would kick their asses if they didn't. It has happened more often than I care to admit, ha ha ha. My mother let them off the hook too easily. Then I always get to be the mean one. How about your father? He's not around. I see. My father's also not around, let's say. He's actually been missing for some years now, and I'm looking for him. I'm sorry. Me too. But hey, new memories, right? Wasn't that what you said? New memories. Speaking of which, is she here already? She? Who? The moon, isn't she pretty? Yeah, she is pretty. Did I read this wrong? No, not at all. I was just a little surprised. I'm glad this is what she wanted too. And she was right, this place is nice. I'm happy she trusts me enough to share it with me. Ha, Grim? Are you having second thoughts? Yes, and no. I don't want to. It's just it's been a while since I've last been with someone. And I've been hurt before. So I just wanted to take things slowly. I know what that's like. But I also don't want you to think I'm leading you on or something like that. So what are you saying? I'm saying I'm happy. And I wanted you to know that this is a big step for me. I'm glad you helped me take it. So we're good? We're good. Shall we pick up where we left off? It's good that you got it off her chest. I can take it slow. I didn't think tonight would turn out to be a date. But I'm happy it did. Me too. Thank you for tonight. You are right, by the way. This is a special place. Thank you for sharing it with me. Well, I think I should go now. See you soon? Sure. See you later, Grim. See ya. What do we have for today? I got a message from Julia. Hey, Twinkle Toes, I discovered a place full of vintage games. Want to go there? Well, I guess it wouldn't be a big deal to meet her to play video games. Well, let's not rush it too much. Let's see what the place is like. It's not far from here. There's enough time for me to get ready. I don't think she's here yet. What a strange little place. Hey, Twinkle Toes. Oh, hi, Julia. I thought you were going to chicken out. I never run away from a fight. So is this the place? I think so, yes. I didn't think it would be like this. I looked up places with old games and this one popped up on the map. It does look pretty vintage. Looks like there's only weird people there. Well, we're already here, we can go in. You said you wanted to play some more classic games, didn't you? Yes, it's just that I didn't play video games much when I was a kid. So I haven't played the older classics. Oh! We have such wonders to show you, as Pinhead would say. But ever since I met you, I've been thinking a lot about it. I have a vintage video game at home. Really? Does it still work? Yeah, it's one of the few things from my childhood that I remember, so I had to bring it with me. Can I see it? My room is a mess right now. Haha, and you think I care about that? You should have seen my place in Tokyo. What? Anyway, what game console do you have? It's a Super System 64. Which would be a Nintendo 64. That's vintage? Man, that's third gen. Like, I remember that. I have old gray Nintendo. I don't have it, but I had one. I had a NES Challenge set, 1995. It had Super Mario Bros. 3. It had Gyromite, and it had Hydlide. And I hated Hydlide. But I later got games like Ninja Gaiden, Konami Ninja Turtles. A lot of hard games. But, you know, fun ones. And I constantly rented games. $3.50 a game was the rental price for about 2 or 3 days. And it was fun. I can't believe it. I need to see it. Do you know how hard it is to find one of those nowadays? Not too hard. She really likes that kind of thing. Do you have roommates? No, I live by myself. Okay, but we're only gonna play video games. No funny business. She's sending a lot of mixed signals. I'm so confused. Shall we go then? Whatever happens, at least it's fun to have friends who like video games. We're here. Oh, you're more organized than I expected. Was that a compliment? Not really. You left some underwear on the bed, though. What? Haha, just kidding. Not a bad place. Your bed is very comfy. It even made me sleepy. Is that gonna be your excuse when you lose? Wow, the nerve. Just saying. I like your courage. I thought you were too scared for a rematch. I'm not scared of anything. Oh, really? Ask me what you think I'm scared of. Okay, how about spiders? Spiders are cool. I wish I had a tarantula as a pet. Oof. I don't like them. Fair enough. Frogs, then. I'm not scared of frogs, but they're kind of gross. Ghosts, then. Do you believe in ghosts, Twinkle Toes?
Well, you never know.
I'm not afraid of them, either. See, nothing scares me. I'll think of something else. I'm gonna find out what scares you. Good luck! Speaking of luck, weren't we going to play? Yeah, I'm gonna go get the stuff. Ta-da! Wow! I've never seen one up close. It kinda looks like a PS3. Cause I got one right here. Does it really work? Of course it does. And you have the Super Brothers 64 game? I've never played the original. But if it's anything like the remaster, there's no way you can beat me. They never remastered. Well, the fans did. She looks good in that outfit. FaZe Alpha. Huh. Looks like some sort of work uniform. Hey, weren't you supposed to be at work? I wasn't skipping work last time. It was just running a little late. Nothing is fun at work. You didn't exactly answer me. Yeah, I went to work, but it was boring there, so I came to meet you. And now that we're here, you're talking about work. Alright, I won't ask anymore. Actually, there's just one more thing. Is that your work uniform? It's my custom version. The original is very dull. My version should be the default one. Do you like it? And they don't care if you do that? It's mandatory that we wear a uniform. And this is a uniform just a bit different. So I'm not breaking any rules. Even if you realize it was a uniform, right? I guess so, yes. But if it's so important to you, sir, I have an idea. What would that be? If you win today, I'm gonna wear normal clothes to work. Is that it? Well, it's a way for you to make sure I don't wear it to work. I'm gonna leave it here with you. Every round you win, I take a piece off. That's basically strip poker, but without the poker part. I'm in! Not so fast, Twinkle Toes. Every round I win, you're the one who has to take a piece of clothing off. That's fine by me. There's more. I saw a vending machine outside. Whoever loses has to buy something there, dressed in as little clothing as they have. So what do you say? Well, I say, bring it on! Not bad. I may be player two, but I'm still number one. Oh my god, she's actually good! Dolphin Kira. I told you I was good. A deal's a deal, Twinkle Toes. Time to take something off. I should have seen that coming, but you're up next. Wow, what's that? Oh, I end up forgetting about that. Is that a tattoo? I have one too. Mine is not a tattoo. I had an accident a few years ago. That's how I got that scar. Holy shit, what kind of accident leaves a scar like that? One that involves lightning. Badass. Seriously? I mean, it's a mean looking scar. Respect. Okay, enough of that. Let's play. I'm sure I can win if she I can't win if she keeps playing well like that. This controller has a glitch that I can exploit. It wouldn't be very fair, but at least then I can beat her. What should I do? Huh. Do I be the asshole, or do I not be the asshole? If you don't do anything, she's gonna whoop my ass. And I'll have to do the thing. I can do this! How did you do it? Years of training. You weren't that bad, but I remain undefeated. Time to take something off. Fine, let's get this over with. I'm glad it's empty here. Where's the fun in that? Where was that vending machine again? Lucky for you, it's downstairs. Oh shit. Let me know when it's safe to get out of here. Okay, the girl's gone. So what will you have? I wonder what it's gonna be. Can you think faster? We gotta go back soon. Alright, just a soda then. Come on, come on. Before Emily comes back. Finally. What the... I wanted to remember this moment. That was definitely not part of the deal. Grim! Is that you? Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, Lily. What are you doing here? It's my building. I'm here to check on the tenants. By the way, why are you dressed like that? I'm here to get a soda. I thought you were here because of me. Is there any problem with your apartment? No, none at all. Then we have nothing to talk about. Oh, and get dressed before leaving the house. Neighbors might complain if you don't. Who is this lady? She's the landlady. I don't like her. Anyway, let's go. I want to play more. Do you want to play another match? Yeah, but is everything okay with you? Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine by me if we just sit here and talk or watch a movie. A movie sounds like a good idea. Wearing this for a long time sucks. Do you have anything I can wear? I think I do. It looks huge on me. But very comfortable too. This movie is so good. Yes, very good. She looks so pretty. How many girls are we gonna kiss in this game? Gonna give you guys what you want. I think I like you better in this outfit rather than the work uniform. Ah, he's doing it. I wonder if I'm doing this the right way. Here's hoping he's enjoying it. He's so gentle. He picked just the perfect time to kiss me. I can barely control my body. It's moving on its own. I don't want to move too fast, but I hope this is okay. I'm good with it as long as you are. What a gentleman. Now that I have your permission. Ah, I can't believe this is really happening. Grim, I can barely talk. Grim, I'm getting so wet. I can't just tell him that. What's wrong? I can't help it. My dick's getting hard. What is this feeling? Will he notice how wet I am? Wow, she's coming at me with everything she's got. His kisses feel so good. As for me, I'm not even sure what I'm doing. What's that heat inside me? I've never gone this far with a guy before. It feels like I'm gonna explode. But I want to explode. She's panting. Has she never done this before? I want to feel his hands all over my body. She seems nervous, but I think she's handling the situation well. Let me give you a hand. Ah, am I going too far? No one's ever touched me like this before. His lips are so soft. I wonder what they would feel like on my nipples. She kisses incredibly well for someone with little experience. Am I going too far? Does she want to go any further? Grim, I... Is everything all right? It's my mom. My God, she's so controlling. I should just go home. No, this could not be. All right, this probably will be a let her go because I don't think it could be, you know, she is what a, I mean, you're a little bit rocking the cradle. It is a computer game, but you really don't want to push that, especially if mama is controlling. You don't want that younger woman with older guy situation, because mama might, you know, call the police. So let's let her go. It's a shame you have to go. If you behave, I can come back another day. See ya, Grim. See ya, Julia. That's the best alternative there. Another strange day in my life. Between Julia, what happened to Lily, and my missing underwear, I barely had any time to breathe. Susan has worked for me later, as if I didn't have anything better to do on a Friday night anyway. Still time to take a nap. Finally, a good rest. I have to go to the mall soon. Whoa, it's the missing underwear, and it looks like it's been washed. That's insane. How did it end up there? That doesn't make any sense. What doesn't make sense, Grim? Oh, what was the question again? I was explaining that you're going to stay here and help Sue organize the stock. Is that okay? Yeah, sure. Is everything all right, Grim? Susan is a sweet woman. She seems to really care despite her serious businesswoman looks. Everything's fine. Good, because Sue is waiting for you in the back. You can start right away. Hey, Sue! I'm almost done here. Did you come to help me? Yeah, Susan asked me to lend you a hand. Well, you can start by helping me with this box down here. I don't want to get back pain. With these heavy breasts, back pain should be a constant. So, click! Did you learn anything useful for me? Isn't she gonna listen? No, it's pretty isolated in here. Alright, fine, I'll tell you. But I don't think it's safe to talk about it here. We better just finish our job and talk about it later. Sure. How's college going? Is she making small talk? That's weird. Is she trying to trick me into talking? I don't know, I don't trust her. I think it's going well, but my classes will start next week. Oh, really? Auntie Susan said you went there during the week. I had to go out there and sort some things out. A friend helped me. So you've already made friends in college, huh? Just two, they're freshmen. And what are these friends like? She really is curious about it. They're nice. There's Chloe and Dylan. I wonder where Dylan is. Grim? Oh, that's right. I didn't even ask you. Do you go to college? I'm still waiting for reply letters from some colleges. Colleges? You must be really smart to apply to several of them. Did you also apply for Minerva Bay College? I'm not gonna be your classmate. Okay, it doesn't hurt to ask. I think that's all. So it seems. What was that? I think it was Auntie. Auntie, Wait, did she lock us in here? Of course not. You were saying? I can't believe she forgot again. Again? Yes, that's happened before. She'll be back in a minute. She'll remember before she gets to the car. So we just have to wait. It seems so. I think this time she actually forgot about us. It can't be. What now? She'll be back for sure. She left the AC on. Can't we, I don't know, call her? There's no phone coverage in here. How about Wi-Fi? Nothing. She always remembers to turn off the router before leaving. But she forgot about the air conditioning. She forgot the AC in here. The one in the store must be turned off. There must be a tool in one of these boxes. I think I can get the door open. We can't open the boxes. Okay, then. I can improvise with something else, and it's so horrible. To be stuck here with me? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back a little bit, guys. Is it so horrible to be stuck here with me? What? Why don't you just break the door down if you're so unhappy? It's not that. I just... All right, we're waiting for Susan to come back. She's gonna notice it soon, right? That's better. She just got like that out of nowhere. So, what did you find out? Well, here we go. And that's all she told me. Wow, so your friend thinks Auntie had something to do with Uncle Charlie's death? It's not that simple. But the whole thing is very odd. It's a lot to process. Hey, you're shaking. I told you she left the AC on. And there's no way to turn it off? Not from here. Only in the store. I don't think Susan's coming anymore. Time to get that door open. Don't! Stay here! I don't want to feel cold. And you won't be able to open the door anyway. Alright, fine. But it's still gonna get cold in here. And can't you feel it? Of course not. I'm naturally hot. Is that a smile I saw? What's going on? No need to stare at me like that. I'm just trying to stay warm. What are you doing? Trying to keep you warm? But you're right, I should have asked first. Wait, you're right. Do you really not feel cold? My mother told me it was very cold in the house where I grew up, so I guess I just adapted to it. The secret is to keep your hands warm. You can use the inside of your thighs to warm your hands. How so? You do it like this.
Ugh, good to know.
Oh, good night, Sue. I don't feel cold as much as she does, but that temperature is also making me sleepy. We'd better get some rest. It's still too cold. How does he do it? He's still warm. I don't think he'll mind. Ah! Much better. Snores. Huh? Is the power out? Or is some mall energy saving thing? Well, at least this way the air conditioning turned off. And the cold's going away. Sue would be able to sleep better this way. What the? I don't think she quite understood what I meant. She's so mean to me that I haven't even stopped to appreciate how hot she is. Being this close to her can prove to be quite dangerous. I know underneath that tough pose there is a sweet person. She could be nice when she wants to. There's even that time she brought me a cup of coffee. That's right, she'd be nice when she wants to. She's got this angry face, but she can be forgiving, right? What the fuck is this? Hold on, it's just what? Did you put my hand there? Did you take advantage of me while I was asleep, you pervert? And why is it so dark in here? Wait, what? I was asleep as much as you were. Also, a woman puts her hand on my dick while I'm sleeping and it gets hard. How is this my fault? And the power's out. Are you gonna blame me for that too? I didn't put my hand on your... And there's more. I risked my neck at Susan's house. I've been nothing but nice to you despite your attitude. And you can't even thank me for that. You keep pushing me around and for what? Well, finally, I've realized that you know how to talk like a man when you need to. That's actually... Oh, that was a shit test! That was a shit test, folks! Red pill in real time. I was actually thinking about rewarding you somehow. I think I can do something for you. Now, let's get to the rules. Rules? Ah! Pretty simple. There are only two rules. You can look, but you can't touch. That's the same rule they have at strip clubs. Almost. That's where the second rule comes in, which would be, only I can touch you. And I can be very generous. Her tits are huge. Despite that, they're very firm. I can already feel something growing down there. Do you like it when I rub my ass on your dick, Grim? You're doing great! Tell me how much you like it. I like it a lot! It'll be even better without so many clothes! You're full of ideas today. But I confess I'm getting hot. I can even put on a little show as a thank you! Whoa, I think it's worth helping you out. Do you like what you see? Do I like it? I've been waiting for this since the first time I saw you. Are you sure I can really touch him? You can't talk either. Just enjoy the show. I could tell he's enjoying it. Are you just gonna tease me? Easy. What's the hurry? There's a lot more to come. You mean... Oh, so that's what you like. I'm a man of many tastes. And I'm a woman of many talents. Let's see what you've been keeping here. I like your style. Damn! It's bigger than I expected. Do you like it? If I like it... It's perfect. I'll take that as a yes. His dick is so hot. I can't even feel cold anymore. It tastes great, too. Ah, you've really got talent. This is the best blowjob I've ever received, and she's barely begun. I can't believe it's only halfway in. Is she gonna be able to take it all? Almost there. She did it. Yay! I did it. Ah! Wow, that was amazing. Let's see how far I can take it. Folks, she's going all the way! Ah, I'm gonna need your help. This time I'm gonna let you touch me. Finally. Nope. Just one hand. Here. Oh, I think I get it. Let's start slow. That's it. And back again. Are you ready? Let's do it. Let's see how far you can take it. Ah! She did it herself! She wasn't kidding when she said she had talents. Ah! It's harder with a cock this big, but I like the challenge. I thought you said you were gonna test my limits. And I will. Warm-up's over, we can get started. I hope you don't disappoint me. Because the game just got serious. I might be in trouble if she's really just getting started. Damn, I didn't know you were so flexible. I told you I was serious about it. Holy fucking shit! Can she still suck me like that? That is nuts, folks! What the hell are we even seeing? I guess it technically counts as a 69? I guess! Good night! Well, if that's the case, I'm going for it. I told you, you can't... Ah, shit. I'm gonna make an exception to the rule. Ah. Fuck, you taste so good. Ah, Grim, if I'd known you'd be so good at it, I would've seduced you a lot sooner. Ah, that's it. That gives me an idea.
Oh?
Fuck, Sue, I bet you didn't see that coming.
A surprise to be sure,
but a welcome one. Keep holding me and keep fucking my tits, Grim. Fuck, Sue, you'll drive me crazy.
Oh, is that so?
Do I drive you crazy? I want you to go crazy for me. I want you on my hand. How about you in my hand?
Oh,
I'd rather be in control myself. And what do you want me to do? You won't do anything.
I'm the one making the rules now.
Ah, that's exactly what I wanted.
And now I can touch you.
Ah, do what you want with me.
I'm the one who's gonna serve you now.
There's still a talent of yours I wanted to explore. You wanna know if I'm gonna fit everything in my pussy like I did with my mouth, don't you?
Ah!
She's so tight, and she's already so wet. In this position, I can feel more of your cock. Put it all in. How about this? Ah! That's it. Do you like it like this? Mmm, yes. Fuck me, Grim. Yes, put your fat cock inside my wet pussy, Grim. Make me come, Grim. Harder, please. Holy shit. Mmm, fuck. Talking like that, you're gonna make me come, too. So do it. Come for me. Love that. That's hot. Come inside me. I'm gonna... There we go! Ah! Mmm, you filled me with milk. I'm impressed. Wow, she really knows how to create strong emotions. Will things change between us now?
No.
I wonder if... Hey, fuckface, I'm talking to you. I don't think anything's gonna change. And she doesn't sound like a New York cabbie. Hey, fuckface, I'm talking to you over here. Now I'm sounding like Danny DeVito. I think it's getting late. What time is it now? It's bright out there. Wait! There's power running outside. Looks like the problem is just in here. That means we can turn the power on from here. We just have to find the fuse box. So now you want to turn the air back on? Did you get hot? Oh, you're so funny. If we find the fuse box, we should be able to reset the router. The way we'll have Wi-Fi on my phone again. Always joke with the woman about the sex afterwards. They kind of like that, I noticed, because I did that shit with a chick after we had sex. They actually do like that. That's a thing. I found it! I think you should do it. I don't want to be around if it explodes. Here, use it as a flashlight. Use the flashlight. Good idea. Could you unlock the screen for me, please?
The password is 0622.
622? That date. Charlie! Where are you? It's gonna start raining soon. I need answers. Hey, where are you? I'm on my way. But it looks like it's gonna start raining soon. Crazy weather, this one. Hurry up, you piece of shit. I'll be there in a bit. Relax. Screw you, Charlie. Whoa, calm down, champ. Let me just... Huh? Oof. What the... Charlie? Charlie? I remember. Susan, if you're just gonna stand there, let me do it myself. I didn't even recognize myself there. Charlie seemed like a very quiet guy. But why was I talking to Charlie like that? Why was I so nervous? Click. I got it. Who said I needed you anyway? Hey, Grim, is everything okay with you? Yeah, it's just a headache. It must be because of the lights. Sue, her uncle, was it my fault? Keep your eyes closed for a while. I'm gonna go text Auntie. I did it. Auntie got my text. Auntie's coming for us. She said she was very tired and didn't even notice. Luckily, she was awake working on the festival stuff and saw my text. Is she coming over? Yeah, that's what I said. Finally, it took longer than I thought it would. It was a good plan. Let's hope it works. Okay, end of the second episode. These are a little shorter, guys. Alright, so what did we do? You complimented Chloe on her good detective work. You shared a nice moment talking about superpowers. She now suspects that Susan had something to do with the husband's death. You and Chloe decided to meet up later this week to talk more. You took the red drink. Davila will remember that. You don't know about Dylan's whereabouts. Despite Tyler's injury, you saw how much Alyssa cares about her students and decided to join their group. You and Alyssa had a nice improvised date at her favorite place. You guys are closer now. You learned that there's an important dance event for Alyssa during next week. You did not take advantage of the controller's glitch while playing with Julia. You kissed Julia and shared a nice moment with her. Too bad it had to be cut short. Julia's mom seems to be very controlling. It might be a while before the two of you can see each other again. You helped keep Sue warm. You had sex with Sue, and you showed her who was in control. You learned that you have met Charlie before. You may even have something to do with the accident. Okay, so that's where we're gonna go ahead and end it for now. Oh, hold on. And now that we're on the third episode, this is quite short, guys, but it's good. I like the story. And we'll have more fresh women, don't worry. There's been a lot of sex and a lot of interesting stuff going on. This is a good one. I like it. You can grab it at itch.io and Patreon. I think he's working on season 2, so if you like it, go grab it. Any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I probably already said that, but whatever, it's 5 in the morning. Yes, that's what time it actually is. And I am out of here for Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Fresh Women, and we'll be back with more. You can count on it.